It is sunny in Nashville, 73 degrees right now. We expect a very warm and humid day with a heat index as high as 105. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A backlog of untested crime kits in Nashville could soon come to an end. For WPLN, Emily West reports the latest $250,000 federal grant will help Metro process sexual assault evidence.
The funds will send 183 rape kits to a lab outside of Nashville for a faster turnaround. Rachel Freeman, CEO of the Sexual Assault Center, says waiting in limbo for scientists to test the kits weighs heavily on victims.
I hope that that can provide some hope to victims and survivors. It's not a perfect system, and it is not always the most victim-friendly, but we are making great strides.
The backlog has been a major problem in Tennessee in recent years. Back in 2014, there were 9,000 untested kits statewide, primarily in Memphis. As Nashville was opening up its own crime lab, victims were still waiting as long as 2 years on results. Now, Freeman says the local backlog will leave about 200 kits in need of testing. Emily West, WPLN News.
Police surveillance has been unpopular in Davidson County, but it's getting a warmer welcome just next door in Williamson. Earlier this year, the Metro Council spiked a proposal to add more police cameras downtown. At the end of 2024, the council killed a proposal for the police department to contract with Fusus, a platform that allows departments to tap private citizens' security camera footage. But over in Williamson, the sheriff's office just deployed Fusus. The agency is asking residents and businesses to voluntarily register their cameras online. The office issued a release saying Fusus will not grant access to anyone's live feed. It gives law enforcement location and contact details. Officers would then reach out and request specific footage. Well, there's a break in the rain today, but more is expected through the coming weekend. In recent years, wet conditions have wreaked havoc on the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, which is scheduled to start tomorrow. But so far this year, it appears the show will go on. Bonnaroo's Instagram posted on Monday promoting this year's food vendors, craft sellers, and merch. And a National Weather Service meteorologist tells the Tennessean the farm appears to be in a rainfall minimum, quote, by some stroke of magic. After last year's cancellation, just one day into the four-day festival, Bonnaroo announced changes to avoid another washout in 2026. The festival has improved drainage on the farm, reduced the overall capacity, and rearranged its programming to concentrate most musical acts Friday through Sunday. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.